We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Man, this versus I Will Always Love You versus some others. This is going to be...
Yeah. This is my leader in the clubhouse right now.
I think it's my leader in the clubhouse, too.
I think
man.
It's mine, too. It's Tough close, but I think it is, too.
Oh, man.
And you know what? This song came at a time when I'm certain, I mean, the world was... a problem. There was a problem in the world where people weren't getting the proper respect. You had
that goes on now too,
segregation.
By the way.
Segregation. but I'm talking
okay, you're
about,
going back
you know.
Then. Sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it's meaningful in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
This is a good answer.
It's a great answer. It really is. Hey, speaking of answers, I gotta have good answers next week when we do Top Gun trivia. How's that for a segue?
I bet you'll lose.
From segregation to the Top Gun trivia.
What's the line on Joe? I think he loses.
Oh, I'm betting on Brian.
Well, I think Joe fails at these like peripheral games unless they're against middle school kids.
First off, this one obviously would be it's unsanctioned. It's not an official Beat the Hammer. This Ryan and Roersford was some.
Why is it unsanctioned?
Because I say it's unsanctioned. I
mean, you're the hammer.
Because Joe knows
you're competing.
He's
dude, exactly. You're right.
Listen,
when
Rocky fought Thunderlips, unsanctioned. I mean, those types of things, like Rocky III, they unsanctioned. Here's the thing, John. Our program director, Rod Lake, and fine man, leader of the radio station as he is, he just said to James in the commercial break, and me by extension, that he does not think I should be allowed to watch Top Gun one time before the trivia contest.
I think he's
and
right.
And he is your boss.
I made the point that you don't get to know the Beat the Hammer category. You don't get to go in and practice for that.
But
yes,
I think a little refresh is fair, right?
No, it's not.
You said you've seen
You've seen it 70 times.
Whatever, 100 times or
probably,
90 times.
Yeah, I mean, probably at least 70. So, but
at least 70.
But this Ryan and Roersford guy, I mean, he's going to be probably watching it, right?
How do you know? How do you know what Brian's going to do?
He's probably dishonest.
His name is Brian, by the way.
Ryan and Roersford.
You got to stop with the intentional wrong name thing.
Let's go to the phones. We got to figure that out.
Classic DeCamera right there. Yeah. Dario Saric wants a word.
All right, Nick in Norristown. Hello, Nicholas.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Nick.
First off, I'm crushed because Jimmy can vouch for me. I had I Will Always Love You. So
you did.
That stinks. But anyway, Joe, I want to comment on your opening monologue, whatever you want to call it, about the flip-floppers on Howie and whatever. I mean, it's a little ironic because you are one of those flip-floppers. I mean, like John said, you did call for his firing.
But I never – but here's the difference, Nick. You're right, but there is a massive difference. There are people out there that – for a couple of years thought Howie was the worst. Like,
and
people would call, I mean, that was so wrong.
But Joe, here's what I'll say to that. And you're right, but I think that's really the only difference in that just because you were higher on Howie before you flopped or flip-flopped doesn't mean you didn't flip-flop.
Oh, and I flip-flopped, sure.
And here's what I want to say about Howie, because guys, and Jimmy, you said it on the pod the other day, anyone that complains about Howie after these last 2 years, they're just being a bleep hole at this point. Like, it's like Mad Mike, he'll probably still try and call in and make whatever point he'll try to make. And there still will be those people, but we can't forget about the years he had before these last 2 years. And obviously it's been said to death.
Well, talk to Richie, because John was one of those guys, I think, that largely did forget or undervalue those prior years.
Joe, here's what I would say about Richie.
What are we talking about?
Well,
but I would kind of say that Richie falls in that group of people that are just a little too hard on him.
Because I agree.
What I'm hard on Howie about, it's not the missing out on DeAndre Hopkins. It's not the missing out on Jalen Ramsey. Like, those players are hard to get. I don't care who you are. What I get mad at Howie about is, Joe, I'm going to say a name and you tell me if you know this person.
Okay.
Freddie Millen. Do you know who that is?
I think he was a wide receiver from Alabama, right?
Joe, he was a wide receiver from Alabama that got drafted in 2002. And
right.
He was the last Alabama player we drafted before Devontae Smith.
Right.
And take the Alabama player out of it. Just look at the SEC. We've just avoided the most successful and dominant conference over the last 10 years. And here's the best part. We were right. That's why Howie drafted an SEC players now, because we were right. Jalen Rager and all these cute picks, they were dumb at the time. If people like Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, if they go on to bust, we can't complain about that because they have a sample size of success. The Jalen Ragers and the J-Jaws, we can't let it slip just because the Eagles happened to make the playoffs in a couple of those years. Because the years that the Eagles made the playoffs in are still not more impressive than, let's just say, the last 2 years a team like the Chargers had that missed the playoffs, because it's harder for them to get there than it was for us. So,
well, certainly
I'm
is.
Not here to back.
Yeah, we're not
Howie.
A playoff team if we're in any other
period.
Division, most
we're
likely, these last
so
couple
I'm
of years.
I'm not here to bash Howie, because, James, you said it. If you're bashing Howie today, you're just being a bleep hole. So he's had a great 2 years, and I love what he's done since we traded Wentz. But, guys, we love it because it's what we've been begging him to do.
All right, it's an interesting distinction. Nick, you made a great cover song.
Well, like I said, I'm devastated, but I'm going to pander to John a little bit because I might as well. The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana.
It's a great
nice
answer.
One.
It really is.
Okay. Best answer will get you to the Phillies game June 1st.
It's a great one.
It is.
And it's called The Man Who Sold.
The David Bowie song.
Sold?
David Bowie song. Man
sold
who
sold the
world? Man Who Sold the World. You never heard it?
Nope.
Wow.
I mean, I might recognize it, but I don't recognize
you would
the title.
Recognize
okay.
That.
Twitter poll question of the day. Today's question, are you happy Howie Roseman is the Eagles general manager? John, poll result, where do you think these ones came in? A, yes, B, no.
90% say yes.
87% say yes. So well done by you. I think my point earlier today, and I'll reiterate it, is I find it a little – this is what I'm really trying to drive at. I find it a little silly – that most people in March would say, I don't want Howie to be the GM. And then after just a good month, say, I do want Howie to be the GM. Who your GM should be shouldn't be based on what you've done in the last 6 weeks. It should be based on, do you think this is the right guy for the job?
Hold on, it should be based on results, right?
Yeah. Well,
results,
but also a sense of where you're headed.
The results for the last four seasons are we are 31-34-1. There are general managers who would be fired.
There are.
That record.
There are. But there would be quarterbacks that would be let go, and the Eagles was, because he, Carson Wentz, is the one that let everybody down, much more than Howie let people down.
and how he mishandled that situation.
I just don't subscribe to that.
I think how he contributed to that situation.
Because he did what? He had a fat head of Carson in his office.
Coddling Carson, allowing Carson to, I don't know, sort of run rule the roost.
A lot of quarterbacks are given a lot of leeway.
He didn't need to get it, work on his game. Like when he would, after games, say, "I'm just who I am. I'm not going to change. I am what I am. Like that should not be allowed. And I understand the coaching staff is responsible, but they certainly let things get out of control.
Right,
spiral.
Drop of the week coming up shortly. Let's talk right now to John. John, you're on WIP.
Crash and burn. Hog the camera.
Crash and burn what?
Crash and burn. Hog the camera. What's the next line?
Crash Davis hit a home run.
Dude, slider, you stink.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what we were talking about.
You're gonna lose.
I am going to lose, John.
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't know what you were talking about, but yeah, I'm going to lose.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to – I actually –
You know what, John? You have now guaranteed that Joe's going to go watch the movie.
Yeah. And no, you're not allowed. No. That is totally –
Why?
He's got, I agree. You know what? That you are flat – you are in our new program director's face. You are flauntingly denying his wishes.
Yeah, but he works for me. I mean,
we're doing that again. Well, with the new one.
Listen, guys, already? Come on. We know how it works around
I'm
here.
I'm Spike Eskin.
All right, program director reports to me. We all know it. I mean, we actually know that, right?
Cheating, man.
Oh man.
Yeah, you're gonna cheat. You're gonna That's cheat,
Rod. If you're listening, this is Joe trivia. Alone.
But
Richie and I have nothing to do with this.
I'm gonna say that if you didn't know that one, then you could probably watch it. 10 times.
Yeah, I just wasn't. I mean, I was thinking of Crash Davis when you said
something about
Crash.
I don't think Joe's capable of learning new things. So maybe it doesn't matter if he watches it. Your brain's full.
It's just weak. You know, that's the word. It's weak.
It is.
To go back.
All right, listen, if you get Ryan and Roarsford to agree that he won't watch it,
I'll get Brian to agree.
Then I will not watch it. Okay, fair? That's fair, right?
That is fair.
Okay. And this guy better be a man of honor.
He seems like one. For okay. what it's
How
worth.
Old
I
is
like
that kid
so.
Around?
How old is he, James?
He was like our age, more or less, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so he knows the movie well then.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, when we played Rocky Trivia, this guy destroyed me. I mean,
it's probably the most dominant trivia performance we've ever had.
Listen,
on this show.
John,
no offense to the Hammer.
John,
but that
this,
was like, I didn't even finish the question sometimes he was answering.
John, this guy clearly had studied in the past Rocky. It would not be possible to know the answers as quickly as he had them without them. There was some kind of studying situation, obviously.
I didn't hear that.
Like
he
won, John. I was embarrassed for him, and he won. That's how ridiculous his performance was. All right, John, what do you got on the Eagles and Howie Roseman?
Hey, real quick, I'm thinking, I think the reason Howie did so poorly in the past, I think Jeff wouldn't let him, have 100% say. And I think that Carson was his first baby, and that's why he babied him.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
possible.
I mean, things were bad, and that dude was right before me. Anyone who's bad-mouthing Howie today, they're just an a-hole.
All right. Let's chill all that talk out. Give me a great cover song, John.
I'm gonna go with Pearl Jam covering The Who, "Love Rain Over Me."
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, you got it, John. Appreciate the phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to drop of the week. We always have a little bit of fun. Friday's at 1 o'clock hour. A little laughs, a little yucks of some of the things that happened this week, or in this case, 2 weeks. With the drop of the week. Right. You have yourself. James, you say we got a good batch of drop of the week this week?
Yeah, I feel good about this one. This is pretty good. A few extended cuts. We got some good stuff. Let's dive in.
Okay.
It started a couple weeks ago when a caller clearly referring to Joel Embiid. You didn't realize it.
Even though I said the other day that there's no way the Sixers are winning.
Well, listen,
you still feel that way?
No, I actually feel a little bit excited now. I just thought that way because Joe was out. You know what I mean?
I wasn't. Oh, Joel Embiid, not me. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Dan. Yeah, but to, yeah.
Oh my. I can't believe.
I know.
You understand?
What a high estimation people, of yourself. You
but
have.
People celebrate real. When I'm not here sometimes. So I thought he was saying it was a good luck charm. Like, I didn't know. Does that make some sense context-wise?
I guess so.
Okay, thank
still,
you.
Still pretty funny.
Okay, it was funny.
Speaking of Joe not learning, if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is the third time that this pretty much exact exchange has happened.
Man, he's got a voice.
Rick brought it.
Is this the Amsley guy?
Yeah.
Ashley or Ansley?
Astley.
Ashley. Ashley.
No, Astley.
Boy, that was a whole fiasco.
Astley.
Ashley.
Nope.
Astley.
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 Ashley.
No, stop, Astley.
Man. I'm trying, James. I'm really
I
trying.
Know you
Astley.
Are. Ast.
A-S-T?
Yep.
Ast? Lee?
Yes.
Astley.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I don't know how it can keep happening.
Yeah.
You've done that exact thing where you're like, Astley. Like that exact same way every time.
It does get to that point.
It's pretty good. Yep. Nice follow-up on that one.
Yes, I am, in fact, a loser. Come on
we
now.
Know. We know. All right. Here, Joe. We'll stop making funny and give you some credit for a pretty hilarious joke.
Who wins game five tonight? A, the Sixers, B, the Heat.
I think everyone's excited. I think that's going to temper this a little bit. 69% say the Sixers.
You're close. It's 74. Yep. Very, very good. It's like a 69 with five people watching. What in the world?
I know. What in the world is the exact response to that? All right, let's keep it rolling.
Please do.
Speaking of what in the world, sometimes something that happens on the air is hilarious in and of itself. And then the combination of that thing and our reaction to that thing and John Ritchie's infectious laugh makes it that much better.
Mm.
So us trying to gauge, did Ike fart on the air?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and little effort in a game where...
Wow. Wow. I hadn't heard it. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
With little energy.
What in the world? I mean, it's not even human. Sounds like a trombone.
Oh, my.
I mean...
all day.
Tremendous.
Really
tremendous.
It's really good stuff.
That was an all-timer.
It really was. All right, good stuff. I got to compose myself again to keep it rolling. Joe, you had a good line here. This is pretty funny about the Sixers.
Well, that means the Sixers played like an intergluteal crep
last
night.
They did.
They played like a butt crack. let me just say this. No, They did.
Chuck quote tweet that on Twitter.
Sure. Yeah, they played like a butt crack. Yeah. Yeah. Feel free.
Yeah, that's well. And they weren't even eliminated at that point.
This is good. This is good. All right, let's keep it going, Joe. First of two weird noises you made this week.
Oh,
I'll play
good.
A little like 5-second version, then you can hear the
They're
noise.
They're small. They're tiny.
Yeah,
you got to really listen
yeah,
for
I'll
it.
Yeah, I'll isolate it after. Listen to this.
I wouldn't even thought on thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's like when.
What are you doing, man?
It's like when the Road Runner. Remember the Road Runner would like get his feet ready to start running, but he didn't run yet.
Yes, the little in place. Yeah, yeah hey, I see that. That's a really good look at you.
Sort
with a good
of.
Analogy
that's
that.
Good.
Thank
Could,
you.
Could just isolate that first part. That you can drop that in all the time. No. Maybe a little more than that. A little more than that.
Yeah, that's quite,
wow.
It's astounding.
All right, let's keep it rolling. We mentioned it before. This is obviously like a 3-minute phone call, but just a taste of Leighton, the great Josh Harris impersonator.
Would it be okay with you, Josh, if we get you,
a summit,
Brett Brown, and Doc Rivers all on the show at the same time? Because that would really be fascinating.
Well, we hang out anyway, so yeah, set it up. Give me a buzz wherever I'm available. soon as I get out of this funk, I'll be fine.
Now, let me ask you this. If we set you guys up together, can you guys, I mean, I don't like, I want to have some structure to this. Can you and the Josh Harris guy create a little comedy routine? You work it out beforehand, and we just do it live on the air? Like, I mean, what are we doing?
Certainly. Yeah, we can come up with some, we can riff.
It's great.
I know. That's the thing about it. It's a perfect impression, but dude's funny, too.
And I meant to say the Brett Brown guy. I was talking to the Josh
Harris
guy.
We knew what you meant.
All right, he's good.
All right, Joe, you've been waiting for it. We'll combine it with a little news. We like to play the breaking news, replay it when big news happens, but you also get a little Howie Love with the James Bradbury news. Sources, former Giants Pro Bowl cornerback James Bradbury has agreed to terms with the Philadelphia Eagles.
No way.
$10 million a deal, big-time post-draft addition as Bradbury lands in the perfect spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go!
Wow.
This is huge.
That's big
This
news.
Is huge. What an offseason for Howie Roseman. Yes! We can now say that Howie has hit this thing out of the park this offseason. Thank you, Howie Roseman.
Wow.
I love it.
I got more for you because I knew that wouldn't be enough here. I'll give you one of these.
Howie, great job.
Or this.
This is unreal.
That's
wonderful.
It's pretty amazing, man.
By Howie Roseman.
Great.
And one more, just for fun.
I am not ashamed to say I am back into I trust Howie Roseman, like unconditionally.
Oh, that's the big one.
We did it.
That is the big one.
It's too far unconditionally.
You did. I was feeling it.
I was excited.
I appreciate it
because I don't even trust unconditionally.
And you know, I could tell. You could tell I thought about it before I was saying. I think I might have been looking for the right word.
You did one of these. Right?
Yeah.
Where you're like.
Yeah. I was looking for the right word, and then it was like, do I go there? Wow, what the hell?
You went there.
It's been quite a display by Howie. I do not trust him unconditionally.
Right.
I trust him more than I have.
I think trust him right now.
I trust him more than I have going back for, you know, 4 years.
So just to be clear, you flip-flopped on the last 48 hours.
Once upon a time.
48 hours.
No.
Nothing's occurred in the last 48 hours, but you have changed your opinion again.
Once upon a time, we thought Howie, when he built that Super Bowl roster, just had such a knack and the perfect feel, and that I'm back to that vicinity again.
It's exciting stuff. All right, couple more. I mentioned we have another weird noise from Joe, so we got this.
But we don't have that. Colin, give me a movie.
Here's that noise in case you missed it. You know what that is, man.
That's weird.
It's weird. All right, two more. Just a nice little drop.
I'm a wuss.
We agree.
Yeah.
And then, Joe, you have not heard this yet. I don't think you were listening when it happened. When I was in for you on Tuesday, we had a caller named Anthony. Who called in?
Oh, I heard this.
You heard this?
I heard
this. Okay, well, for
I addressed him the next morning.
For those who haven't heard,
this was outrageous.
This is a caller calling up and talking about every single thing that Joe DeCamera has said that he did not know in the last year.
He did not know what a guinea pig was, a gerbil, a weasel, rock'em sock'em robots, a horseshoe crab, a big wheel, Cruella de Vil. He did not know what a mosquito was.
No way.
I didn't know what it looked like. Remember? It was like I didn't know what a mosquito looked like at all. I remember.
The Marianas Trench.
Yeah.
He didn't know what virgin daiquiri meant. He didn't know that we breathe out CO2.
Oh, that was the best.
He didn't know the difference of the size of a humpback whale versus a shark. He spoke ill of Mark Hamill, which is just wrong.
Yes.
He didn't know the brand Solo Cup. He didn't know Easter Island. He didn't know the song Baby Shark. He didn't know what an iris was in your eyeball.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And finally, what he did know was a coxswain. It is a rowing term.
Anthony, what a phone call, man. Oh, this is for you, buddy. For keeping track and delivering it like that. Great work, man.
Let me just say this.
I love that he did that.
Phenomenal.
Let me just be very clear and go on the record of saying this. I still don't know most of those things.
Yeah, I actually wrote some of them down. I thought we could revisit them.
Oh, I like that.
Go for it.
That's a good thought.
Joe, what is a virgin daiquiri?
No clue.
No.
A drink?
You still don't know.
Is it a drink?
Think about it.
I have no idea.
You have no idea what that is.
I'm guessing that
it is a drink. You know what a daiquiri is, right?
It's a drink.
Oh, come on. What is virgin daiquiri?
So it's a drink. A daiquiri is a drink. Okay. What does this mean? A virgin daiquiri.
It's the first time you're having one?
Okay.
I have no idea.
It means there's no alcohol in it, man.
Oh, wouldn't have known that.
Now, remember, the last time he didn't know these answers, we explained them to him.
We told him. We told him, yes.
No, I don't listen to you guys.
All right. What is a horseshoe crab, Joe?
A horseshoe crab? It's a crab that is shaped like a horseshoe? I have no idea. I have no clue. A horseshoe crab?
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah, it is a
should we even bother
crab.
Telling him? Like, let's just move on.
Give me one.
You see him laying out on the beach. Go down to the shore and you...
That's
you,
not what you, I'm looking at the beach.
Hey,
obviously. All right. I can't believe you didn't know what a weasel was. Is that true?
I mean, it's a little, tiny little guy.
It's a tiny little guy.
Yeah, tiny little guy.
Little
I got
creature
that.
Guy.
Yeah, I got that. All right. So what's the winner here?
Hold on.
It was a good one, right? We got
one,
a lot
one
of good
more,
ones.
One more. Easter Island. What defines Easter Island?
I remember this coming up on the show a couple months ago. I don't remember what it is. What is it?
It's got the giant head things. The giant whatever they are.
Stone head things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that.
We know.
Wow.
I don't know that.
It's
pretty amazing.
It really is. The lack of retention. The inability to learn anything.
Yeah, that I'm not interested in.
Yeah, I would like to rephrase. Just watch Top Gun. Who cares?
Okay.
It won't stick anyway.
Yeah, right.
All right, so what wins?
I thought the wuss one was good.
No.
So it's either that call,
amazing.
It's Richie's Howie Love. Or Ike. Or Ike, exactly. Us reacting. I think the butt crack was very funny.
It's probably got to be Ike.
I think that's probably the funniest cut. I agree.
I think it's Ike.
Even though, shout out to Anthony, that call ruled.
Yeah, that was good, too. All right, everyone, good stuff with all the contributions over the last 2 weeks with that. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Eric right now. Eric, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Can you hear me clear?
Yes.
Yeah, loud and clear.
I can't.
Oh, no.
We spoke too soon.
All right, Eric, we're going to get you in a better spot. We did hear you, then we didn't. Tito, you're on WIP.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday, Tito.
Puzzles, great job today.
Thank you,
as
buddy.
Always. I do have a question about our coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's being spoken enough. Eagles coach. Do we think he's up for the job? I mean, I thought he made some mistakes last year.
Yeah.
Now that we have a better squad.
Yeah.
I mean, do you trust him to run this team?
No.
That's my biggest concern.
It doesn't mean, Tito, that I don't think he can become a good coach.
I'll tell you what.
But you asked the question, do I trust him? And my answer is no, because I would define it as not yet.
We don't know. I don't think we have enough to go on, and I can't believe they started the year the way they did last season and that it took them, it seemed like half the year to figure out what they were working with.
Exactly.
This just occurred to me. You bring in a few big-name guys who've been around the league, guys who've been to other teams, played for other coaches, you know, seen different styles. If one of these new arrivals, James Bradberry, for example, doesn't respect this staff, it could be problematic. It's a young staff, young and inexperienced staff. They have seen other groups. They know how that worked. It could really grow into something, like from a negative perspective. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
I think they respected him though last year, other than maybe Fletcher criticizing the
Fletcher
scheme.
Didn't respect him at all. I mean,
no,
he calls
I agree,
out
but
the
that's why I said other than Fletcher.
Yeah.
I think guys showed no disrespect last year.
Okay, a new guy, a big name guy, got a bunch of money.
Yep.
If he clowns the coach.
Yep.
And the coach doesn't have an immediate retort or way to set it straight with everyone else, it can grow into something.
It can. You're right about that. Tito, awesome. give me a great cover song.
Well, the best ones were already chosen, so I'm going to pick one of my favorite artists, George Michael's cover of Somebody to Love.
You got it, man. Okay. All right, last caller had been on, and his phone got weird, and we're back to him. Eric, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Great, Eric.
Joe, I can't believe you didn't know what a virgin daiquiri was.
That's amazing.
No.
Children
really
know that.
Is.
Children.
So is that what they order?
Yeah.
That's for kids. That's the idea.
It's like the Shirley Temple kind of thing?
Sure. Like if you go to a resort with your kids, get them the virgin daiquiri.
I just get a Coke. I mean, that's what I got when I was 9 years old. I wasn't asking for a Shirley freaking Temple. I was asking for a Coca-Cola. Coke.
Okay.
Do you not drink at all?
No, I drink, but I'm saying when I was 9, I didn't get a kick out of let me order something that sounds like it's an alcoholic drink, but it doesn't have alcohol.
Right. But if you keep your ears open, you notice that someone else ordered, a virgin
daiquiri.
Whoa, what's that? I'm interested. I'm open to new ideas. I'll learn something new.
Yeah, that's not me. Eric, go ahead, buddy.
When Howie drafted Jalen Hurts around that time, I jumped off the Howie bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like ever since he messed everything up with Carson, it was like a reawakening. Almost like he was in the broom closet before, and it's almost like he realized the public put him in a broom closet, and he started doing some of his best work since then. From last year, he had a good draft, but I was thinking it's one draft.
Yeah,
and then this year, he drafted Jordan Davis, and I wasn't big on Jordan Davis, but I wasn't mad at the pick. Yeah. But then once he drafted A.J. Brown, and then he lucked up into N'Kobe Dean, and then we went out and got Bradbury, it kind of changed my mind on how I look at Howie, at least right now.
Yeah, well, I think you speak for a lot of people, Eric, with that sequencing. I think that's...
He has... real self-awareness. He's not afraid to adapt and change and learn from mistakes of the past. And I do think, to some degree, I mean, these new moves, they do line up with what everyone's been calling for. I mean, maybe it's just coincidence. Maybe it's just like we as fans knew what good decisions would be. But I think he has an awareness. He's got his ear to the, what is it? The
grindstone?
The rail, the track.
Is it to the ground?
The railroad track. He's got his ear to the railroad track. He can, you know, hear the whatever.
Don't do that, boys and girls at home. Do not put an ear to a train track.
I think it really helps him that his actions line up with what everyone was calling for. I think that it's going to
All right, Eric, give me a great cover song, buddy.
My two answers I wanted to say are
give me
already.
One. Give me, all right, what do you got?
Proud Mary.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, sure.
That's a great
huge
answer.
Answer.
And what really is that different. A remake of?
Creedence, I believe, originally, maybe.
Oh, I think you might be right there. No?
It might be even an older song than that.
It was older.
Yeah, it might be. I know Creedence was before Tina Turner, but anyway. I just spoke to Brian and Roseford.
Mm-hmm.
Not Ryan, Brian. We are a go for 12:30 on Tuesday. I asked him the important question. I said, Brian, Joe's been talking about wanting to rewatch the movie. Do you really want to watch it? How do you feel? And he's like, I don't need to rewatch it. And he said, tell Joe he can watch it 5 times if he wants. I'm still going to kick his butt.
Oh, man.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is going to be
goody too.
So he's not watching, he said. He said
so am I allowed to watch
quote
it?
Quote unquote, he does. He said you can watch it if
your
you want to.
Your boss said you shouldn't.
You could be that guy.
What
it's
do you guys say? What do you guys say?
I mean, he said you can watch it, so that's fine. I do think it would be weak if you did, but
weak.
You are allowed to technically because Brian and Roseford said he doesn't care. He doesn't need to watch it, and if you want to, you can.
But right. Yeah, if you want to be a weakling.
Yeah, if you want to be weak about it.
Okay, I guess I won't watch it then. If that's
if wow, you succumbed to the peer
really
pressure.
Did.
No, it's just I understand.
Really
I no, it's not about peer
you
pressure.
You caved very quickly.
No,
then.
I understand your point. I understand it's a reasonable point.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
good.
Not watching.
I like that.
I won't watch it.
Okay. I like the symmetry.
But I don't want this guy to be
watching.
Like. To me, it almost feels like Drago. Like it's not. It's
for
not
what
real.
It's worth,
Rocky
he didn't
beat
say
Drago.
It in a,
I know Rocky beat
he
Drago.
He didn't say it in a like he wasn't like he was like just honest. Like he wasn't like talking smack or anything.
Part of the
that.
Reason Rocky beat Drago is because Drago had never been hurt before. He hadn't. I mean, this is, I don't know this Ryan guy. I got to find out like what happens if I get a couple right. Does he get
and
nervous?
Brian too?
Well, him also, I suppose. Let's go to Benjamin in Downingtown. Hello, Benjamin.
It was John Fogerty that wrote Proud Mary.
Oh wow!
But so I was right. Creedence,
yeah, so I was right. Wow.
Benjamin, what's up, pal?
Happy Friday. Hey.
Hi, happy Friday.
So keeping up with Howie Roseman and being aggressive, I read something about Jesse Bates being available possibly through trade. You know, giving up maybe like a Dillard or a Isaac Seumalo and a draft pick. Sure. If he accomplished that, that would be like all out absolute GM of the year type situation.
I think Bates was like second team All Pro.
Yeah.
Last year. So, if you trade Seumalo and a draft pick for an all-pro, I think that's a win.
Well, a few things, Benjamin. There is the question, and candidly, I don't know the answer, of how much more can they fit into the salary cap? I mean, at a certain point, you do reach the end of the road.
But it helps so much that we've got a second rounder as our quarterback.
It does. It helps a ton.
Opens it up.
And they put the franchise tag on him, so he's $13 million.
Well, my guess is if he got traded, he'd probably be agreeing to a new contract with whatever team he goes to. I mean, that would be my assumption.
And Howie, you know, is a master at working the numbers, so I'm sure he can pull another five out of somewhere just to compensate, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you kick one more contract down the road, then I suppose you can. I mean, it's yeah.
But, I mean, you think about that defense. That'd be every single level of the defense with – an all-pro or, you know.
It'd be pretty cool. It really would. All right, Benjamin, give me a great cover song.
All right, well, I already won on Wednesday, so but I'm going to give up one anyway. It's not a winner. Tainted Love by, Soft Cell?
All right, you got it, man. Appreciate the call. You know, the more we think about the defense, the more I got to say, 2022 is the year I need Josh Sweat to be really good. He got paid.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
My Lotta got paid and delivered. Josh Sweat got paid. Granted, he got paid less, but he got paid, and he did not deliver. I mean, that's just straight facts.
Goddard got paid and delivered.
Totally delivered.
Yeah, we heard all sorts of stuff every day, though, about how hard he was working.
I don't care.
Couldn't block him in practice.
I mean, I do care.
My point is, the players were saying, wait until you see what this guy can do out there on the field. And, you know, the last few games, he got more productive.
But it was too late.
It was so underwhelming compared to what I was expecting, because this guy does have everything you're looking for, measurables speaking, and he just somehow didn't put it together. I don't know why. It did feel like, I remember early in the season, like, wait, why isn't Sweat out there? Why are they rotating him out and in so much?
And they probably don't like to use him in a 3-4 alignment, John, as the DN. I mean, he's definitely not a classic DN.
He's not a five technique.
He's not.
DN, no.
He's really, really not.
But, Joe, they're going to designate – he is a pass rusher.
He's a pass rusher.
They'll designate him as a pass rusher. If we're running a 3-4, first of all, we're not going to be in base in passing situations often, so we're not going to be in a 3-4 look often like that. But if he's the guy that you can put outside as the OL.
I guess Derek Barnett's your play the other team when it's first and 10 if they got base defense in, and then when, you know, because he's more of a run stuffer guy.
Yeah, he could play a five technique like that.
Let's go to V right now in Sharon Hill. What's going on, V?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Wanted to comment about Howie Roseman.
You know,
he's doing his job. Don't hate him. Don't love him. Just do your job, Howie. And when you are consistently screwed up and getting us the wrong people, then you gotta go. I'm just saying.
Boil
it down.
So to be clear though, V, simple question. Are you happy Howie Roseman's the Eagles general manager?
I haven't been unhappy.
Well, let me phrase
it. You sound unwilling.
Let me phrase it another way, V. Here's another way. V, you've now become the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. You have the power. You can keep Howie or fire Howie.
The last draft, I would keep him.
Okay, so there you go.
And what was something else? The thing with Jalen Reagor, I think when Howie first came in, wasn't that back like around the time Jalen's father was here?
That was years ago. Yeah, his father. But
I think it's all nepotism. That's because
I find it hard to believe that because what was that other Reagor's name?
Monty.
I find it hard to believe that because Monty Reagor played 20 years ago and knows somebody on the staff, that's why they drafted him. I just don't believe that. I really don't.
Well, I mean, that if they went based on the things that he did in college, then somebody really dropped the ball.
I agree. I think that's exactly what happened. And the guy that dropped the ball is Howie in that case. Hey, V, give us a great cover song.
I have a couple.
Give me your best. Right. Give me your best one.
Nothing Compares to You.
Wow. How about that?
Sinead O'Connor, but it's a Prince song.
Okay. By the way, V, let me tell you something. You have quickly become one of my favorite callers. Keep these calls coming. You're great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, V. Appreciate it. All right, up ahead is Time's Yours, plus more phone calls. Plus, there's someone I got to rip.
Uh-oh.
And it's not a non-human, but it's about a non-human. Hmm. Who and what and why, I'll tell you next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie. Yeah, exactly. And it affects this weekend. And
non-human.
And it stinks. It makes sports this weekend less fun. And I'm ripping someone next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie, plus Time's Yours next on WIP.
Bet Parks is where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. The all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has you covered for betting the basketball, playoffs, baseball, hockey, golf, and more, whether you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And what an amazing offer for you. New customers, make that first bet risk-free up to $750. Download the all-new Bet Parks app right now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use my promo code JRWIP. Bet Parks is the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend, and live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch the game. Bet more than the score. Bet individual player performances and dig into those individual stats for your favorite players. It's all right there. Plus, with the app, you can play all your favorite casino games, too. All right in your pocket. Check out Pro Baseball. We're 1.5 run home underdogs hosting an LA team we just took 3 or 4 games from. Visit betparks.com. That's betparks.com. My promo code JRWIP. Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook, it's go time.
All right, time's yours. Joe to Cameron, John Rich. You call, we listen. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I cannot believe the Eagles were able to get Bradbury. This is absolutely phenomenal. Howie crushed it this offseason. I guess when he told Angelo a few weeks ago, hey, I got you, bro, this is what he was talking about. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Let's go. E-A-G-L. Eagles! Woo!
Wow. That's big time. And, you know, it comes at a good time because with the Sixers flame out, we needed something. You know, especially with the Phillies just kind of putting around. So it's nice to feel the juice again for the Birds.
Yeah, it's not like you insulted any old goalies out there. Just got to throw a fat tumor wrestler in goal. Yeah, it's that easy, man. Just lay in the net and stop the puck. Yeah, why don't we talk about putting him on the field of tackles? Just put him on offensive tackle. He's so fat and big. Yeah, because offensive tackles are so much more athletic than goaltenders. Oh, way to insult NHL professionals.
Well, here's what I think you're missing, my man. John, the width of a football field. Width of a football field is how long?
53 yards.
All right. And the
53.5.
All right, 53.5. And the length between the left and the right pipe and goal is what?
It looks like about the size of a gigantic 1,000-pound.
Exactly. Big difference there, my man. We're not asking a 1,000-pound man to cover 53 yards across the field, okay? We're asking him to cover a couple of feet.
From a practicality perspective, it would work. If he's bigger than the goal, he would never get scored on.
Correct.
May the Phillies be on their top game as Jody Cameron is on his Top Gun presentation, wearing Wrangler jeans, a wife beater, greased slick back hair, maybe a fanny pack, and truly a volleyball curled between his chest and bicep. Do it for the Phillies. Joe, the fan, do it for Top Gun. Time's yours.
Listen, I'm going to lean into wearing an outfit. I mean, people have said wear an outfit. People have demanded it.
Wow.
Who am I to deny them? Now, which outfit it'll be, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make sure we get me in the right direction.
Well, it's the fifth time the Phillies have been shut out this year. The tenth time they've been held to one run or less. Bring back steroids, juice the balls, because the late 90s, early 2000s was fun. Time is not yours, baseball.
Yeah, you're missing a few other facts, though. Other teams are scoring runs.
Bring back steroids, Joe!
Come on, and with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.